Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, too, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and streaming live on the satellite right now online. Now, a special shout-out goes to the military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working in the coronavirus effort keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those out there, including the roughnecks working hard, pumping and keeping that oil moving. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, like the page, and then while you're there, jump into the chat room and have a conversation with a whole bunch of us who have been talking back and forth for the past couple hours. All right, here he is, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think we should jump in and do the pledge a second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Now, Kyle, the CDC came out and changed some of their guidelines yesterday. And the first thing they did, which is going to blow some people's minds, is it's okay to touch surfaces because apparently the virus doesn't stick to surfaces the way they thought it did.
Well, that's right. And, I have to mention, MC Hammer had such a resurgence with the "you can't touch this," obviously. But now it turns out maybe we can touch this, according to the CDC. And I'm not trying to be flip, but it is pretty interesting that something that is so major about this is now being reversed. And I think it'll come as perhaps a relief to a lot of people as well. I mean, obviously, we're all trying to be very, very careful. We're all trying to be very safe. I know about you, Captain, as well. We've been washing our hands for years before the CDC ever told us to. That's always just good form. But obviously, this is some pretty welcome news, in the sense that you don't have to really wipe down all your groceries or, don't touch your mail or this kind of stuff. That's going to come as a relief to a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what, all the different things that are going along, that's one of the things that I guess we needed to hear for the simple reason that it is what it is, you know what I mean?
Well, sure. Now, of course, it can still spread through respiratory droplets.
Uh-oh. Look what I found.
You can't touch this.
There's Hammer.
Yeah. Touch this. All right, enough of that. I just was fooling around here, and I happened to find it, and it came blaring in here. You might know. But anyway, there you go. Now, no, that's good news from the CDC, and there's some other guidelines that's going to change some things here because I heard them talking yesterday about opening up sports events, and they were talking about maybe a social distancing. And by the way, did you hear them talk about possibly playing basketball outdoors?
Yeah, I have heard something about that. That all goes to the idea again that perhaps maybe you're in a better environment instead of being closed in, even in a large sporting event center that's still a closed room for all intents and purposes. That is on the, you know, could happen. But at the same time, though, the players themselves are going to also have to feel comfortable because they have a highly competitive contact sport, basically.
Now, Facebook is at it again. They definitely are censoring conservatives. One of my associates that on one of the networks that that I'm heard on with our stations, the Salem Media Group stations, Dennis Prager, has been censured again, this time indefinitely, and it looks like maybe for it looks like maybe he's been barred on Facebook. What's that all about?
Well, what PragerU is saying on their Facebook page right now is that, of course, they're being their posts are being reduced. Their reach, of course, is being reduced. Some 200 of their videos are not evidently being allowed to be shown.
And you know who's been banned altogether permanently?
Who's that?
Alex Jones.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I mean, he's gone. He couldn't, they wouldn't let him back on there, and under no means will they let him on there. And then the other guy that suddenly got banned or barred or whatever, he's been off for about 2 months, and I'm really surprised. That's Eric Metaxas. He's not that bad.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, there's a lot of things. I see a lot of posts come over, Captain, where there's a banner over it that says, you know, this has been fact-checked, that this is false information. So I've seen that a lot more these days, as a matter of fact.
All righty, well, hold that thought. And, folks, we are going to be right back here as we're getting ready to take a break. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and as they say in Spain, Mr. MC Hammer on the line here. By the way, CDC says you can touch it. By the way, when he was doing this song with all the jumping around and all that sort of stuff, he made all kinds of money off this song, and he lost it all because of stupid investments he made and the posse that he had and all that. But anyway, you can touch it, MC. Yeah, you can. Tell me you can touch it. All right, well, that's MC Hammer. And, oh, by the way, the fact of the matter is, folks, we get a lot of different things going here during the course of the evening. And coming up, I'm going to tell you right now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday was at his best. He was on his A game. He went after a reporter and challenged him about opening Florida. The reporter said, well, why did you open Florida? I mean, you run the risk of... And he says, what are you talking about? All the numbers they put out there, well, they were wrong. They were all wrong. And guess what? He's right. The reporter got his butt handed to him.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And again, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of a company called Relief Factor. And they gave me a website, relieffactor.com/captain, where you can go and you can find out what it's like to get rid of the nagging and aggravating pain that you got from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain, just general muscle aches and pain too. This product works. I've been on it for 4 years. 4 years. And I swear by it. I take it at least twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once in a while I'll have to take it a third time when I get some aggravation going. And I just got over all of that, I might add, for the most part. And I was taking it three times a day, and it was helping. But the fact of the matter is, folks, you can try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start to see if it'll work for you for $19.95. You can have the product within a couple of days, 3 days at the most. And I will tell you, it'll probably be the best $20 you've ever spent in your life because it's going to get rid of the nagging pain that you have. It's not narcotic. It's all natural. It works for me. It'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was in Orlando. The vice president came down to visit, and they were having a chat. They went to lunch together. They sat in the same table and pretty much across from each other. They had people that were social distancing around them. I didn't see anybody wearing masks except for the waiters and waitresses. That's all I saw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is what the governor said to a reporter that challenged him and said, well, Don, aren't you afraid of getting to this, and it's obviously it's going to work because you opened so early? Well, here's what he said. Hold on to your hats.
Our data is available. Our data is transparent. In fact, Dr. Birx has talked multiple times about how Florida has the absolute best data. So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks, Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, D.C., everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. But even in our region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida has the lower death rate. And I was the number one landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state. So we've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative, it challenges their assumption, so they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you.
Oh, love it. That's our governor, and that's a leader.
Well, certainly. And basically, again, you know, what he's talking about is these assumptions, really, that have gone into these models. It was the assumptions that were made to say, well, look out, Florida's going to be next, and it's going to be bad, and this kind of thing. In fact, from the very beginning, Captain, you know, they have been looking for that boogeyman, most unfortunately. This has degenerated into a political discussion about things, as opposed to really being practical. So we should look at these numbers, and we should find out exactly how many people have died. One is too many. That goes without saying. But at the same time, though, we have to make sure we can't protect the people properly if we don't have all the information. And Governor DeSantis seems to be all about the information.
Well, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so. And I told you the numbers are being overinflated. The whole situation was being overinflated when there were those amongst us that said, oh, no, you're wrong. Look, here's the numbers, and here's what it's saying. And look at this, and look at that. They were wrong. They were absolutely flat-out wrong. And I haven't heard anybody coming back and saying, well, we made a mistake. Have you?
No, not at all.
Not even Dr. Fauci.
Well, no, because, again, these numbers or these assumptions basically change all the time. And but yet, you know, we're still going to find out, especially when it comes to trying to reopen things like schools, you know, and these kinds of things. We're going to hear all about these models again. But yet we don't seem to be looking at what's actually happening, you know, on the ground. And that's going to be another battle for another day, I think.
Okay, well, let's just talk about something for a second. You don't want the schools to open, right?
Well,
I mean, some people don't, right? Some people don't. Okay, so when it comes time, and people are not going to be able to sit at home, mom's not going to, the work at home, moms that have got jobs that have to go to work and this, that, and the other, that aren't working right now, their unemployment's going to run out. And, oh, by the way, we talked about that yesterday, and I checked on that. And it is in some of the states around the country, even some of the blue states, that if you are offered your old job back that you were laid off from and you don't take it, that you will lose your unemployment benefits.
That's right. And that's something even Mnuchin at the national level has been
There are some states where that's done. That's been done. It's been challenged. And guess what? It was upheld.
Well, that's right. And I think that because there's going to be a couple of different things happening as we start to go back to work or people start to go back to their place of work. Some will say, I don't want to go back to the place of work because it's too dangerous. That's going to have to be factored in somehow. But generally speaking, the stimulus or unemployment that was there as a stopgap measure to make sure people didn't fall through the floor, basically. But the idea is to try to put everything back to normal, quote unquote. But how that really happens, it still remains to be seen. But generally speaking, this wasn't a maneuver to have people move to different jobs and these kinds of things. The idea was go back to work when it's safe.
Now, the president has threatened to withhold funds from Michigan and Nevada over their mail-in voting declarations that were made by the governors in those states. I'm not sure where that's going to go. I think that is challengeable, and here's why. The military votes by overseas ballot. They get their ballots sent to them. They mail the ballots back in the mail. I've actually sat in a supervisor of elections office and made sure that every military ballot was counted in Sarasota County during 2006's election down there.
Yes. Well, generally speaking, if you mail out ballots, I mean, look what happened when we tried to mail out checks to every, you know, man, woman, and child in the United States, basically. We still sent checks out to people who were deceased, for example. And so,
and one person somewhere in Georgia got 80 checks, 80 stimulus checks, all $1,200 apiece. How is that possible?
How is that possible? That's right. So there's not only room in the system for major mistakes like that, but there could also be room for fraud. Now, every time we hear about this, we hear, well, there's no real evidence that there can be fraud.
Yep.
But I think as we delve deeper,
yep,
at the very least, people have the right to know, yep, exactly what it means.
Now, the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday blocked the disclosure of the Russia report material. The Democrats in the House of Representatives and that committee, and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, too bad, so sad, see ya.
Well, but how are we going to find out, Captain, all of the impeachable offenses that are contained within the grand jury testimony?
You know who needs to be impeached?
Who's that?
Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
We'll start with him first.
Well, right. But again, just like the thing with the Michael Cohen tell-all book that, you know, he says he's going to write, basically, that's another thing to dangle out there. Oh, well, the real secrets are in the grand jury testimony. It's kind of like, if we could only go to this other part of the forest, then,
yep,
we'll find Bigfoot.
And if you want to take back the House of Representatives and take Nancy Pelosi and stick her back there in the back row somewhere, 17 seats, that's what we need, 17 seats to bring us back to normal. And we actually need 18 to be the leaders in the House. If we can win 25 or 30 seats, if we can do that, okay, we can be back in charge. Kevin McCarthy will be the Speaker of the House. And think about this for a second, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can go after Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. And look out, boys.
Well, they would.
If I was there, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Well, exactly. Well, but it's completely doable. Flipping the House is doable.
Yep.
Because the Democrats think exactly the opposite. They think they're riding high because everybody's mad at Trump.
They are not.
They are not mad at Trump. And you remember the old saying back in the day, people would say, I don't know anybody who voted for Nixon, but yet he won twice, this kind of thing. It's that idea that a lot of people are a little leery to say what their political choice is,
well,
because of how it can affect.
I will point out to all those people out there to go, well, look at this. The Firefighters Union endorsed Biden. The Police Officers Union endorsed Biden. Not the locals. Not the locals.
That's right. Not the rank and file.
Nope. The locals are able to do whatever they want to do at the local level. The national will do one thing. It has nothing to do with what goes on at the local level. Pay attention, then you'll know. Tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we are coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization has reported a record number of new daily coronavirus cases. The global body said 106,000 new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours, the most in a single day. The number of cases worldwide is nearing 5 million. As all 50 states have taken steps to reopen their economies, President Trump provided an upbeat economic outlook.
States are opening up, some rapidly, safely.
And we look forward to that, and I think we're going to get back. We're going to have some very good numbers, I project. I think that we will have a great transition period, which is third quarter. I think you're going to have a very good fourth quarter.
After canceling the face-to-face G7 summit in favor of a video conference, President Trump now says he's considering holding the gathering on or near the original June date. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends, the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, and they're back at class. We'll have Bo Browning, the vice president in charge of admissions. He'll be here with us. Hour number four, you'll want to listen to what's going on, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in Tampa Bay. Now, either one can be found by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then while you're there, how about calling up, making an appointment to take the tour of one of their campuses? That's the best way to find out about them and see everything that they got going. You're going to love it. So the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget that while you're there, write down a list of questions, and you'll get all your answers. You'll find out about the money that can be made. You'll find out what the tremendous career you can have as a certified aviation maintenance tech. And I'm telling you, there is, in my humble opinion, if I had to do it all over again, that's where I'd go. That's where I'd go. That's what I do, because those guys start out around $60,000 a year, and you can make a six-figure salary the first year if you just apply yourself and you want to work. That's a 40-hour week. You can make that amount of money to start with, and if you want to work more than that, then you can make a hell of a lot more. So, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Now, tonight, the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, declared that a government task force charged with developing a COVID-19 vaccine would have a widely available injection by the end of the year. Now, there is definitely, that's the goal if they can do it, but it doesn't mean they're going to do it. And we did hear yesterday again that the possibility is there, but I would not, you know, bet the farm on it. So we'll see what happens. Now, also, the Air Force Chief of Staff, General David Goldfein, who's led pilots through combat, overseen air operations at war, even come back safe and sound after being shot down behind enemy lines, is getting ready to retire. Now, he's had a long struggle with the Air Force and coronavirus, and he's been doing a remarkable job considering trying to keep things under control. And the general will be missed, just like other generals are when they have those positions. Also, the U.S. Navy warned Tuesday, and again, they put this out there for the world to see, so there's no mistake. The U.S. Navy warned Tuesday it will take lawful defensive measures against vessels in the Middle East that come within 100 yards of its warships, offering specific guidelines after a recent close encounter with Iranian gunboats in the Persian Gulf. Now, we had an F-35 that crashed last night on a nighttime aircraft landing mission that they were on, training mission, at Eglin Air Force Base up in the Panhandle. The pilot successfully ejected and was in stable condition. It was the second crash at Eglin Air Force Base in 4 days. Wow. An investigation has been launched, but you got to really wonder what in the world is going on. By the way, tens of thousands of National Guard troops responding to the coronavirus pandemic could see their deployments halted 1 day short of qualifying for a host of veterans' benefits, according to a new report that came from Politico. Well, Politico, you got it wrong. Here's why. They may be officially 1 day short, If it works out that way. But this administration will see to it that they will get their benefits, even though they're 1 day short, if you're that close. With all the stuff that our military has done all across the country, if you think that's not going to happen, then Politico, you're putting fake news out there. I happen to know that that was discussed, and some people that were in a position to know got back to me and said, don't worry, these guys and gals are going to get their benefits. So there you go. Now, a key lawmaker has urged an Iron Dome deployment to the Middle East, namely Senator John Boozman. He's pressing the Pentagon to upend his plans for the Iron Dome and deploy one battery in the Middle East, the latest sign of impatience on Capitol Hill with the Army's fielding plans. And we're talking about over Saudi Arabia, more than likely. And after a U.S. warning, after what I just told you about the Iranian gunboats, the Iranian Navy says they will maintain their regular missions in the Gulf. And they've warned mariners to stay away from them, just like we're warning them to stay away from us. They're warning people to stay away from them. By the way, the 31st Fighter Wing has begun to reopen or expand services shut down by the coronavirus restrictions a day after the new Italian national and regional decrees went into effect. So things will be going normal there soon. And the destroyer USS Roosevelt has arrived in its new home port in Rota, Spain, bringing with it its enhanced missile defense capabilities and the ability to embark two helicopters at the same time. Also, the United States Air Force has ramped up flyovers of the B-1B Lancer bombers over waters near China on regular intelligence patrols, which China doesn't like it at all. There's a sign of rising tension going on now and a rise of conflict between world powers. Well, I don't think they're going to do anything stupid. But if they did, I'm sure it wouldn't last for long. Now, U.S. Army officials also are in a race to field Stryker A1 infantry fighting vehicles called IFVs inside the European theater that are outfitted with host weapons to down potential Russian aerial threats. We knew that was coming, that they were putting missiles capable of firing and bringing down aircraft. We knew that was coming. By the way, women, we're being told, are now 30% more likely to leave the military than men. I'm not surprised to hear that. I don't think anybody else should be either. And as states relax their rules, military bases are taking their first reopening steps. For example, Marines at Camp Pendleton in California could go surfing again last week. Hill Air Force Base in Utah reopened the Hubbard Golf Course. And the Army has cranked up basic training for incoming recruits again. The president, who's always prized the loyalty of his subordinates, but news about pending personnel moves at the Pentagon are now starting to indicate that the president's determined to root out the perceived enemies within the Defense Department. And there are some people from the swamp and the deep state that are there. That's a given. Also, antimicrobial and machine washable face masks are coming to soldiers to help them protect against the coronavirus so they can be used again just by washing them. The Army has secured a contract for more than 180,000 face masks so soldiers won't have to permanently rely on ad hoc items like neck gaiters and T-shirts, which may or may not effectively filter the coronavirus-sized particles. And I tell you what, you might as well take a sock, which I've seen people do. Just take a sock and tie it over your face, or to duct tape it. I mean, just as effective as what we're talking about here. So there you go, neck gaiters and T-shirts. Wow. Okay. Well, you never know what you're going to hear next, now, do you? Also, when we do talk about our next military and veterans news segment, and I probably should give you the number now if I can just find it. It's close by. There it is. I'm going to give you this number to help you out for the veterans that need some help. This is the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Number if you're having a problem with your finances. 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648. If you're a veteran and you're having problems with your money, give them a call. 800-827-0648. There you go. And I hear the music coming up. I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And then you'll hear Denise Simon right after that. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, you're going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, two of my most favorite people, and we'll be talking about them a little bit later in the week. Now, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Let's get it started.
Put it up. You put it up.
AC/DC back in the day when they were just starting out, and that's called Ain't No Fun Waiting Around to Be a Millionaire. And, you know, it isn't any fun being waiting around to be a millionaire. So that's true. Alrighty. Now, a heavy rain and flash flood potential continues in the Middle Atlantic. We do have some weather changes from last hour to right now. And by the way, I got an area of snow right now I'm going to tell you about. It's up in Montana. But here we go. Heavy rain from a slow-moving system will shift northward on Thursday. Due to heavy rain, it'll persist for much of Virginia all the way to the North Carolina coastline. And dangerous flash flooding will be possible, especially in steep terrains. Widespread flooding around is also going to get worse. An additional forecast of rainfall is going to make it even worse yet. Michigan, you got the problem with the dam up there in a couple counties. Now, in the south and the central plains, severe storms may develop, and I can see them starting up right now. However, let's go up into Maine, the very northern tip of Maine. We've got a fire threat advisory right now. Told you the winds were blowing up there. Temperatures got warm yesterday, and they're going to be warmer yet today up there. So you will have a fire threat advisory all the way up in the northeastern part of Maine tonight. So be advised of that. Now, still some windy conditions down along the coast of Maine and New Brunswick. Getting over into the southwestern corner of New York and then down into the central part of Pennsylvania tonight, certainly from Snowshoe Mountain over towards Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, you've got a frost warning there tonight, so cooler temperatures. You've got flood watches and flood warnings all over the place in Virginia, the western part of the state in the mountains, and pretty much up and down I-81 down into Virginia, and then down into most of the central part of and the western part of North Carolina. You've got flood watches, flood warnings to the coast, South Carolina, central part of the state, flood watches, flood warnings. A little bit of activity up there in the mountains as well. Southern Ohio, western West Virginia, flood watches and warnings there. Kentucky, the northeastern corner of Kentucky, flood watches and warnings there too. Now up there in Michigan, like I told you, those two counties, Midland, for example, right beside it, that county, you've got flood warnings there, state of emergency still in that area, which makes perfect sense to me. You've also got down in the southeastern corner to include Roswell, New Mexico, you've got a fire threat advisory there, which takes you right down into Texas. And then up in Colorado tonight, we got a little bit of rain. Looks like scattered showers in the northwestern corner of Colorado. And down in the southern part of Colorado, we've got a mixture of wind. And there might be some showers down there in the southeastern corner of Colorado coming up out of Oklahoma, out of the panhandle, out of Amarillo, Texas and whatnot. Might find some scattered rain and some certainly some wind in that area. Up in Wyoming, you've got wind up in there. Then the southwestern corner of Montana, this is I-15 when you come up out of Idaho. You've got an area right there, that first mountain range you go over, that it's snowing right now, right there, snowing in that area right now. And then straight up above, going towards Canada, you've got some windy conditions up there. Got some rain south of Coeur d'Alene in Idaho. Got some rain in the southeastern corner of Washington State. And going over Cabbage and down Cabbage and into the Hood River Valley for probably 40 or 50 miles, you got some scattered rain in there. But possibly some small stream flooding. Now, it's windy south of Reno tonight, and that could make it interesting there for everybody. Now, the other thing is, the Truckers Highway and Viber Report is brought to you always by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops around you. Now, for you guys and gals that are out there looking for a shower, got it. Looking for doing your laundry, got it. Looking for parking for your break, they got that too. And by the way, the restaurants are open again on the inside as well as the outside. Now, they're only open for 50% capacity inside. Everything is social distancing, of course. But then on the outside, they've added some additional tables so you can go outside and enjoy yourself a lunch. And a lot of people are doing that. A lot of restaurants are doing that where you can do it. So there you go. Now, don't forget, Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J. When you pull on in there, Go inside, tell them the captain sent you. You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And this time of night, that's always a really good thing. Okay, let's go over to the telephone line. And on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got something interesting going on in the Ukraine right now, because it seems we know about what our government's doing, but nobody said anything, and all of a sudden the Ukraine government is saying they are investigating the leaked tapes that are out there, reportedly of loan talk between the ex-president of the Ukraine and former Vice President Biden, and perhaps involving his son and Hunter Biden, too.
Yeah, the tape that's out there, it's kind of hard to hear. The audio isn't terribly good, but it only confirms the conversations that we already know about. It actually came from a journalist. So somebody had originally passed it off to a journalist, and the journalist has had it a while. But it is now back into the public domain. So the Biden campaign is not speaking about it at all. And I think that probably those like Lindsey Graham and or Ron Johnson in the Senate are very interested in having it. They probably have it by now.
Well, the Senate committee yesterday, Lindsey Graham's committee, approved a subpoena of Hunter Biden in the investigation, so it looks like he's going to be...
Let me clear that. They're not necessarily... I mean, they're looking at him, but the subpoena was for Blue Star Strategies.
And that's the company that, Biden was in there, and...
That was who Burisma hired as a lobbyist here in the United States.
But wasn't that John Kerry's son and Mitt Romney's nephew or something like that? Weren't they all involved in that?
Well, I mean, they have their fingers on the Burisma side, but it's the lobby operation here, and it was, I think, some principals at Blue Stars that had a meeting over at the State Department.
Okay, very good. And, you know, we don't know where this is going to go. We really don't. So, and here comes the music. But what we are going to talk about when we come back, folks, is, of course, we got all sorts of things coming down in the Michael Flynn case. Again, it changed yesterday. And we'll get back to that. But right now, I'm going to take us out with a little bit of this. Let's see if we can get this up in there.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.